Hi, folks. Welcome back to the House of World Issues. On this podcast, we discuss the issues around the world that affect us directly and indirectly today. I would just like to begin off by saying welcome back to our listeners. And to our new listeners, thank you for joining us. Today's stream is about girls' access to education. Today's stream will highlight information about this issue and the reasons the issue withstands today. I would just like to say to everyone, all opinions expressed on a podcast are solely for the purpose of my own reflection on these issues and my views of it. I'm not entitled to any direct information about these. I'm not a credible source for any research, as any information you hear today is all research I've done online. I'll be sure to include all the sources in the link of this podcast. To begin with, access to education in general is a right. Take this in, that you are able to listen to things, you're able to read things, you're able to understand and interpret that information, but another child out there, a girl, isn't able to do the same. She's forced to stay at home and do housework and prepare for her marriage when she was just 10 years old. She watches her brother go to school every day and wonders why she isn't allowed to do the same. Well, here in today's podcast, this is exactly what we'll be discussing. The difficulties that girls around the world face to get an education. According to Article 23 of the World Human Rights, every child, no matter their race, religion, age, financial status, or anything, has a right to a quality, primary, free education. There is an actual specific area where this issue takes place. This issue is prominent in Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. Eastern countries struggle to follow by that due to the poverty and cultural differences they have. The difference that allows a girl to get an education and not get an education. If a girl knows that it is her right, then why is she hit with all these cultural boundaries? Now, if you want to discuss specifically, we can understand that girls struggle to get an education based on three reasons. These reasons include poverty, gender-based stereotypes, and childhood marriages and pregnancies. These three things specifically stand to cause problems for girls. Now, I myself, being a girl, would never take advantage of my education opportunities for granted, because I know that there are other girls out there around the world that are not able to get the same opportunities as me, and I should be thankful for mine. So, to begin off this hearing, I'd like to start off by discussing the first reason girls struggle to get an education. The first reason being poverty. This reason is very important because it has this idea that these two things bounce off of each other. So you know how you need a job to get money, right? You know how you need money to keep you alive and well. This money will allow you to take care of yourself and others, so you won't become poor and live on the streets. But to get this job, you need an education. And to get an education in the East, you need money. So you need money to basically make money. Basically, this idea bounces off on each end that you need education to get a good job, but you need a good job so you can pay for your education. Poverty has many negative effects on children. There are secondary reasons that follow with poverty and education accessibility. Some of these issues being child labor, child trafficking, and many more. These issues build up because people need money, and when they need the money, the idea of that greed washes over you and you become blind to what really matters. People sell their children to make money so that they can support their families. There is child labor so that there are more people in the families bringing home an income to help pay for things. These secondary issues also affect the girls' accessibility to an education just like the first ones do. These secondary ones prevent the girl from being able to go to school because her parents can't afford to send her, and she herself is working to help provide for her family. Now, if you really want to see the severity of this issue, just take in these statistics. The average cost in the East of providing your child an education is around $1.18 each day. But the average income of a member of a poor family brings in $1.25. So each day, if the parents want to provide their child an education, they will struggle because most of their incomes will be going towards their daughter's education. Now, this issue imposes its own economic effects. The government is expected to pay for education since it's a right to receive free primary education. But other than that, when there aren't enough people working due to having certification or education, then the economy falls and the cycle begins of everyone falling into poverty, because there would be no domestic consumers due to everyone being poor. In the end, this issue of poverty is just something that needs a jump start and could use something to help it start up, because education and jobs bounce off of each other. So we need to create educational opportunities equally for everyone, including girls. Now I'm going to move on to the next thing that feeds into the girls not getting an education. The next thing is gender-based stereotypes. These are like expectations that are being set by society for girls. Now, these expectations are holding girls back from doing whatever they want to, and is stopping them from having an education they deserve. Now, going on to the second segment, we want to understand that stereotypes come in different forms, whether they be said physically, whether they be noticed to others, or they're just expected to be known by everyone. They're harmful either way. Stereotypes set back society from being original and unique. Now, this issue that comes in with stereotypes is they create this expectation for society not to send girls to school. In Eastern countries, cultural expectations have enforced girls to stay at home and do the housework from the beginning. So even when the time passes, cultural values are still held strong by some of these people. These gender-based stereotypes are mainly on girls and the things that they are allowed to do or not allowed to do. Stereotypes set countries back. When the world is changing around you, you want to change with it, not against the change, and stay back, because it would just get harder for you. Because change means that the new generation allows girls to go to school and get a proper career and make money, but non-changing won't allow the family to prosper and become more. There is a cultural effect in this issue, as we see them due to the stereotypes being created from their cultural beliefs. These cultural beliefs have been embedded in everyone, and now there's an expectation that everyone should be allowed to do something or not allowed to do something. If you want to see stereotypes in action and how they affect girls to get access to education, you would just be looking at this map that I am right now. Now, this map displays mainly countries in the Middle East, Africa, and countries in Asia. This map shows that due to cultural bound families that we have girls struggling to get an education. This map shows the countries that are red are the ones, quote unquote, 20% less or a practical area of study where there is restrictions for girls. So there's a color range. It goes from greens all the way to reds. And the darkest red is just exactly the one where girls get access to less than 20% of the population has access to education. The most highlighted areas are parts of the Middle East and Sub-Saharan Africa and some parts of South Asia. Now, when I explain to you the map, I explain that these countries are highlighted are the ones that are mostly cultural bound. These countries still hold on to their morals and beliefs very strongly. Even though we say that the country should be preserved with their culture, it shouldn't stop anyone from doing what they want to do. Now, ending off on this segment, I want the listeners to understand that stereotypes are created by people like us. We create these stereotypes when we see something out of the usual. So when we see something different, we shouldn't fight it, but instead appreciate the change once in a while, because it could mean really good things coming your way. Now, moving on to the final part of this podcast, we'll be discussing childhood marriages and pregnancies. The final part of this podcast today is we'll be talking about childhood marriage and pregnancies. Now, the thing about childhood marriages and pregnancies is that these things are, again, done in a lot of countries, and they are still cultural bound. They are also countries where child marriage and pregnancies are considered okay, even though they are not cultural bound. Childhood marriage and pregnancies are not the greatest thing. They can literally end the life of a girl in many ways. The first way is, it puts a girl at danger. When a child is married at an earlier age, they may be overworked and it could result them in injuries. Their bodies are not developed enough, and some girls actually end up dying from the rape they receive from the older man they are married to. Now, another issue that a girl in childhood marriages may face is, it basically plans out their whole future for them. When you are given opportunities, you make your own decisions when you decide and how you want to do something. But when you're married early and you get pregnant at an early age, your whole life is either bound to your husband or the house and the child that you just gave birth to. These things take away your opportunities because when they happen, they force you to change your dreams and they force you to change everything you planned out, and you have to become a loyal wife or a mother that everyone likes. Child marriage is such a cruel thing that still happens today. Yeah, today. When we have such advanced laws, and today when we have come through so much that we still struggle to realize that child marriage is wrong and it needs to be abolished. To see some of this in action, we can be looking at this map that I'm looking at right now. By the way, I've included all the pictures of the map in the link of this podcast. Now, this map here shows the shaded countries where childhood marriages and pregnancies are still prominent today. By looking at this map again, we are seeing the similar countries that we just talked about in the stereotype segment of this podcast. Red being the darkest color shows the practice of childhood marriages as over 10%. Again, the countries highlighted are Central Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, and India. These countries are culture bound, and that is why things like this are still happening there today. When we look at this again, we have cultural effects here. We see that there is a cultural influence because in some cultures, when a girl is married to the groom's side, they have to pay a dowry to the family. So when families see this opportunity to get money from someone, the stage of greed kicks in. So they end up marrying off their children at an earlier age, specifically girls, so that when they marry off their daughter, they will get money from it. Most of these countries are also facing high rates of poverty. So it kind of goes hand in hand, as you can see there, that people would be trafficking their children or marrying off their children at an earlier age just to get money. So getting that money is seen as beneficial to families. So they really don't see their daughter as someone valuable to them or someone important. Now, ending off the session today, I want the viewers to take in this information that I just explained. I want you guys to take in that girls deserve an education even though they are a different gender. Gender shouldn't be an excuse for a girl not getting an education. Girls deserve this education. We all have the right to an education, no matter our culture, our background, our race, our religion, our financial status, our age, anything. We have the right and we deserve to provide that right to everyone. Girls' education is just as important as any other education out there. If someone has an opportunity to rise and prove to others that they are just as smart as anyone else, that opportunity should be provided to everyone. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast and the topic we discussed today. Make sure to tune in next week when we discuss the immigration issues occurring at the border of the US and Mexico. But for now, bye.